Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platt, and I'm Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 5th, 2015, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. First of all, I want to congratulate our team for a great production month in September, and I want to encourage everyone to help us make October even better. I also want to remind everyone that since this is the first Monday of the month, we will be having our special B2B conference call at 9 p.m. Central, which is immediately following this call. Tonight's special guest speaker is none other than Mr. Eddie Peters, so I want to encourage you to join in for that call where you can enjoy both of our calls tonight. Now, to begin our call, I want to do full work
Brett.
And to Moore Success Team directors, Bill and Linda Garden, who has now actually provided protection for over 3,000 families in Legal Shield. Bill and Linda, first of all, I want to say congratulations and welcome to the call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tell us what that means to write your 3,000th app.
Well, Bill, why don't you go first?
Well, I know Linda's put a lot of work into this, and it's been something that we've been watching, and we got down to that last one, and she finally said, I got my 3,000th app, and she'd sent a text to Mr. Bell, and he sent a congratulatory text back, too. But she works really hard and to get that done, and I'm really proud of her. So, Linda?
Thank you. You know, to me, I know that it's a mile marker, and you know, I told Bill when we got it and we celebrated a little bit, and I said, well, now on to 4,000, because I think that sometimes we set a goal and we don't have a new goal, and I learned from Wilburn Smith to always set audacious goals and try and achieve them, and so this one is one that I kept pushing myself for, and you know, you really got to want it a lot, I guess, because that last application, it took forever to get that, and so now I can go on with business as usual, but I think that sometimes in the company we just don't challenge ourselves enough.
Well, Linda, I know that you faced some rather serious health challenges recently, but that didn't keep you from getting out there and, you know, accomplishing your goal. And I know that's one of many that you have to look forward to. We just want to let you know how much we appreciate you, and we're proud that you're part of our Moore Success Team. Good job.
Thank you, and the feeling is mutual.
All right. Now
thank
I want
you,
to
Mr.
go
Moore.
Out to the state of Idaho and to Moore Success Team Silver Executive Director, Mr. Damian Schieber. Mr. Schieber, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay, sir?
I can, Damian. I know you've got some exciting news. About someone on your team.
I do, and you know what? Things keep getting just better and better, and I absolutely love it. And you know, I think there's a valuable tip that Mr. Lowell Steele, who just hit the director level with the company, is going to share with us, because you know whether you've had this issue, whether people on your team have had this issue. We all know someone who might have a negative spouse or might have a supportive spouse, but they just haven't seen the big picture. And I really appreciate Lowell, because he's becoming more and more intentional about how he's going about his business, having some great results and serious results. And I look forward to what's coming down the pike for him. But just real quick, Lowell, introduce yourself, tell us how long you've been with Legal Shield, and tell us what you told me about convention.
My name is Lowell Steele. I've been in Legal Shield just over about a week over 4 years. I've had the membership since 2000. One of the problems that I have is I suffer from ADD, so staying focused has always been an issue for me. The best thing I did this year was finally, after 4 years, I was able to convince my wife to go to convention with me. And being there in Las Vegas, she caught the vision of Legal Shield and particularly got excited about going to the Moon Palace in Cancun. And ever since then, she absolutely won't tolerate me not being in Performance Club, and she's the one who helps me to stay focused. And that's really the secret, is just focus. And for somebody like me, that's a huge, huge blessing.
Well, there you go, Mr. Steele. Congratulations. I look forward to your future success. And I remember just, you know, the very first time I got my wife, I didn't get her to a convention, but I got her around the people in the business. And once she fell in love with the people in the business, she became super supportive. And it's been a great ride for us, obviously. But, Mr. Steele, congratulations. Mr. Moore, back to you.
Well, congratulations, Lowell. Appreciate you. I'm glad your wife saw what you saw. I'm glad you guys are both in the business, doing really well now. Doesn't matter how long it took you to get there. The main thing is that you didn't quit. You stayed with it, and now you're a director in Legal Shield, and we're very, very proud of you. Of course, we always appreciate your upline executive director there, Mr. Damian Schieber. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director, who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that is none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. What an exciting call we're having. I appreciate all those people that's got out there, Linda and Damon Schieber's group and all the others that's really making it happen. You know, Randy, it's the best September we've had on production in 4 years, so I congratulate the team on that. It looks like this month will be the best. It keeps going the way it started out to be the best production month we've had in maybe 5 years. Things are looking good. We do have to keep recruiting, bringing the new blood in, because with new blood comes new enthusiasm. With new enthusiasm comes more production and more recruits, so we need to keep it up. You know, tonight I'm going to be talking about some people, Keith and Amelia Wan. You know, those guys are some of the most super caring, hardworking people I've ever seen. They have a new position. I'll let them tell you about it in a moment. But they're executive directors, they're always a performance club, they're always in Power 20, they're great family people and great Christians, and a great supporter of the More Success team, Ms. Keith and Amelia Wan. Welcome to the call, guys. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear us?
Thank you.
Loud and clear, my friend. God bless.
Absolutely. We are so excited to be here tonight and just honored to be asked again to come on here and talk. And before we talk about our topic, which is about working together as a couple and also about recruiting, I just want to again congratulate Bill and Linda Gardner on their 3,000 member app, and then also Mr. Steele and Damian Schieber kind of talked about a supportive spouse, and that's definitely something that Amelia and I are going to talk about tonight too when we talk about the couple. Before we jump into our topic though, let me give a little background on who we are. Like Mr. Moore said, we are executive directors, and we also just recently been appointed a regional manager of the Brooklyn market. We're really excited about that. We're up in the New York City market working hand in hand with Mr. Cliff Malloy and the great supportive team up here. We've been in our stories and the profiles of success, we've been members for 8 years, and that's how we learned about Legal Shield. We loved it, we used it. And unfortunately, there was two instances early on that we could have joined the business 8 years ago. We could have joined the business 6 years ago. But the person who sold us the membership, they say they showed us the business opportunity. We say it wasn't loud enough. That person wasn't loud enough, it wasn't a memorable event. As we'll talk about later, I don't feel like they probably used the right tool. Another person, off to the side, Amelia and I have a sign language background, both as interpreters and also as performers in the deaf community. We do shows for children. And at one of these shows, another associate came up to us, a Legal Shield associate came up to us and just said, "Hey, have you guys heard of Legal Shield?" And I straight up looked at the person and said, "Yes, I'm a member. I love it." And that person said, "Great, I'll talk to you later." They had an opportunity right there to recruit us. They did, and I have that email. I have it framed in our wall as a reminder to us to always follow up. And then time goes on, and 4 years ago, Amelia and I, being top interpreters in the nation, I got asked to interpret the Legal Shield Convention, and the rest was history from there. I came home and said, "Honey, this Legal Shield thing that you and I have been recommending to people, we've been using it, we've been getting our wheels done, they're making money," and we signed up, which was also a struggle there too, because a person emailed us and said, hey, I want to thank you for interpreting the conference. And I said, hey, I want to sell this thing. How do I sign up? And their first response is, are you kidding? And I'm like, and I remember saying to the person, I go, what kind of training do you have when a person is trying to sign up and you say, are you kidding? Is that really the right training there? you know, so there was, that was almost another block there for us not getting into it. But we did. We're so thankful. And our, within our first year, we hit ED. We've been there regularly, maybe missed it a couple months, but we've been there regularly for the last 3 years. We have our BMW. We've been on trips. So again, just imagine out there, all you new associates right now listening to our testimony, make sure you follow the system. There are people out there like us that want to be EDs, that want to get the BMW. We want to be on your team, but you have to make sure you follow the system. The first person didn't show us the business. The second person just said they would follow up, and they never did. And the third person doubted or questioned our goal to sign up. So that's a little bio of ourselves, and then I'm going to go. What we've done is we've just become good students. We've just followed the system that Mr. Moore has been doing for 30 years. There's no reason for us to come along and say, well, we're going to do it our way. And that kind of segues into the first topic that Amelia and I are going to talk about is how do we work as a couple? Because everyone usually refers to us as Keith and Amelia Wan, even though we can both stand alone and be strong, you know, leaders. And, you know, there's times that we do in our marketplace. You know, if I'm not able to make it, Amelia Wan's able to go to our Super Saturday and do a great training. But we work together. We are a couple. So if you're listening tonight and you said, but I'm not a couple, don't just think of it as a marriage, as your spouse, as your wife, because we're also going to encourage you during this training that there are ways for you to find somebody to act as that supportive person you need. So the background with Amelia and I, sorry, honey, did you want to jump in? I was going to do the background.
No, you're doing
that.
You're doing great, honey.
Well, you told me you told me to start off, and then you're going to jump in. So let me just finish this the background on a couple. So I think the reason why you and I work so good as a couple and what Mr. Moore sees in us, because you and I started off as friends, as sign language interpreters. You and I have always been equals. You know, we both said, hey, when you interpreted that, maybe you could have done this different. Or I might have come up to you and said, wow, I really struggled with this mental health interpreting. So we've always had that relationship. Even when I got into performing on stage, you were somebody that helped write my jokes. You were my equal, you know, to the performing side. Everyone sees me, but you're the person in the back who helped me get there. So I think when you and I came to Legal Shield, the reason why we are a strong couple is we had no background in Legal Shield, and you and I both just became the best students. It wasn't like, you know, you were the best duck hunter, and I was trying to advise you on what kind of call to buy, and I was the best carpenter, and you were trying to tell me to buy a 7x4 or something. I think you and I realized when we got to Legal Shield, we're nobodies. And it's not nobodies as in, you know, we're nobodies, but we understood that we had to be the students. And I think you and I were able to be workout partners. And I know people out there say, you really shouldn't with your spouse, but I disagree with that. I see a lot of powerful spouses out there, powerful couples, especially, to be honest, on the More Success team. When we go to our retreats and we go to our conferences, I see a lot of couples working together. So I think you and I, from day one, have had that relationship, so we're able to just transition over to Legal Shield. And you wanted to liken it to parenting.
Yeah, I think that working as a couple in business is like parenting, if you know, or just a marriage, of course, is that, you know, everybody brings their strength to the relationship. And when you honor that in your Legal Shield business, in your marriage, in your parenting, I think that that really brings out the best into the partnership. And even if you have a workout partner, like I have a workout partner also besides Keith, and she and I have different strengths. I'm more of a recruiter and she is more of a groupie. So when she gives me advice from her perspective, you know, I don't question it. I know that she's bringing something to the table. We're both EDs, and, you know, so we bounce things off of each other. She talks to me about group, even though I don't know much about group. And I say, hey, this is what I do in my recruiting part. And it gives her ideas on how to transition some of her
talk with her, well, not that she's recruiting at her groups, but when she's out and about talking with groupies, how to have them recruit some more. So I think it's a matter of respecting one another on so many levels. You know, like I said, like we were talking about before, Keith and I were talking about parenting. You know, when our son was born, you know, someone had to warm up the milk. It was either Keith or me, and we never went, oh, well, I'm the mom, so I'm gonna feed, you know, our son. You know, you have to warm up the milk. You know, we took turns on it, but, of course, a lot of times Keith did do a lot of the warming up the milk. Kind of like in our team. Sometimes there are team members that we talk to, and Keith has a hard time talking to the team members where he'll just say, you know what, I just can't. Can you take care of this person? So we tag team each other. Team workout partners, and just, you know, that's, I think, what makes us a good business partnership. So, you know, if you know yourself and you know what your shortcomings are, then lean to your partner. Ask them what they can contribute to this relationship. And that's what makes, I think, our team really strong. You know, so really definitely communicate with your spouse, with your partner, your workout partner, whomever you have that has your back, and be honest, you know, and let them be honest with you. That's really, really important. My workout partner, Katie, you know, sometimes she just has to call me out and say, hey, Amelia, you said you were going to do this and you didn't. I did. Let's get to it. And Keith can do that with me. You know, in our marriage, you know, he's like, hey, listen, you said you were going to clean the bathroom. Clean it. Let's do it. Hey, you said you were going to follow up on these guys. You're going to do the cancellation list. You know, go do it. You know, so, and we have to be comfortable in that, in those roles. You know, that's the only way you're going to make your business move forward is if you're working your business, working it together, and have someone pushing you forward. Like in your marriage, that's how it grows. So, and in your workout partner. You know, when I say marriage, I don't mean just a couple. I'm talking about all the teams that we're talking about, the dynamics in teams.
Keith? Right. Well, like an accountability relationship, someone that loves you enough that they're not worried about hurting your feelings. I mean, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. And if you're single, I mean, read James Rousseau's book. He talks about finding coaches, forming groups, because you need to know that you're going to have strengths. You may be a good closer, but you're not always. Maybe that person can't hear you, but instead they can hear your wife or they can hear your workout partner. There's times I come on too strong, and Emilio will say, you need to back down. You know, she can't hear you because you're just coming on too strong, and I'll just say, you're right, you take over. So it's also trusting and just knowing that if I'm going to turn it over to my partner, that they have my back, and their goal is the same as mine, to have the best for everybody involved. So, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, that leads into recruiting, too, is knowing, right, you know, who to talk to, when to talk to them, not coming off too strong. And I think that Keith and I have been such good recruiters. A little bit about our background is that we were top recruiters for the first 3 years of our career in Legal Shield. And it was because we spoke to everyone. We spoke to everybody as a couple. And we did also, you know, I think we radiated the confidence in the company because we were happy members. You know, and that's really important. If you want to recruit more, which is what Mr. Moore was talking about we need to up our recruiting, is be a product of the product. Keith and I used this membership over and over and over again, and we recommended it before we were associates. Gosh, when we became associates, we were on fire. We're like, let's go back to all those people we had recommended this to because we believed in the product. So that, you know, if you want to up your recruiting, use the membership over and over and over again. I mean, we call at least once or twice a month. Whatever question I may have about anything, I call. And so that really, when someone asks me about the membership, I light up, Keith lights up, and we both light up, and the people are like, I want to be part of this. That is how you're going to recruit more. Talk to everybody. If a friend is talking to you about a problem, you know, my standard thing is, oh, have you spoken to your Legal Shield attorney? And they're like, what? And I go, oh, well, I would have called my law firm because, you know, I have access, don't you? No, you don't. Oh, well, let me talk to you about this. You know, and it comes out naturally because we are a product of the product. So if you really want your recruiting to go up, become that person, the go-to person for Legal Shield. That's absolutely key, I believe. And I think that's really helped us become the recruiters that we have been, and that's why we have such a great team. Keith?
It's like one of our mentors, Linda Bowden. You know, I have this quote written down and I've circled it so many times, and it says, can people tell you love your business? Absolutely. If you live on my block, you know that I love working for Legal Shield and the gear that I wear and how I carry myself. Like Amelia says, and we have, you know, we just had a great summer here in our Brooklyn neighborhood. Everyone was outside doing lemonade stands, doing garage sales. And that's how we would talk. We would just listen to people and we would say, wow, you know, I'd call my lawyer, or, hey, I see you're getting some work done here. You know, your basement was flooding and you have all these contractors here. Did you get your contract reviewed? And it's so easy to talk to everybody about it. You know, and you know what? Actually, I have some notes here on recruiting, Amelia, if you want me to go over the Focus 3. Sure, the Focus 3. This is Nathan Bourne, another great mentor of ours, a rising star definitely in the Legal Shield company. Focus 3, there's three things here. One is it's recruiting. So in the recruiting, your warm market. And your warm market means your church, where your kids go to school. You know, when people say, hey, I joined BNIs and I do all this stuff, that's good. There's some people that's good at it, at that. I'm not. I'm good at going, pitting my kids in karate, pitting my kids in soccer, joining the PTA board. I'm on the board now, going to our church. To me, that's networking. That's my warm market. Everybody, the pastor at our church now has said, hey, I've heard about this Legal Shield. They're asking us to come do a presentation. I didn't have to approach them. You know, it's just pitting it out there. So recruiting is four things, A, B, C, and D, your warm market, networking, exposures, and even opportunity leads. That's out there. I know Mr. Brian Carruthers trains on that. But the exposures, you can do that as a couple. You can do that as yourself. It's all about relating to people, like Amelia said, being a good member. So now you have stories to share. Whenever we meet another couple, we're in a social environment, we can hear any problem and we'll have a story. If it didn't happen to us, maybe, you know, it happened to Mr. Moore, we have his story. Maybe it happened to Mr. Damon Schieber, we have his story. We have all these stories ready to go, ready to relate. You have 10 kids? I have a business partner that has 10 kids. and then, so under recruiting, the Focus 3, one is recruiting, two is getting started right. Is you have to get those recruits, your new associates started right. And three is promoting. So when we meet people in here, they know that we have briefings here in the area, but that's part of the exposure. It's back to when we were first exposed those three times, the people who told us about Legal Shield didn't use a tool, didn't invite us to a briefing, and never followed up, didn't do a three-way. They didn't use the system. That's why we're not on their team.
Right. So, you know, and I wanted to touch on something that you just said, is the fact that if you go, oh, and I have a baby here that's about to cry. I'm sorry, guys.
We're babysitting.
Our new baby. But something that I wanted to say was the fact that, you know, talk about getting into the system and, you know, using the Legal Shield system. Just something you said in passing that was funny, but, you know, do you know someone who has 10 kids? I know somebody. Why? Because I go to the More Success Team retreat. I go to Las Vegas. I go to my briefing, and I meet people at my briefing. Sometimes people go, well, I don't want to go to the briefing because it's always the same thing. Yeah, but you're going to meet other Legal Shield associates that later on you can use to recruit another person, because that's going to be your business partner you're going to introduce them to. So, you know, stay plugged in. You know, if you're recruiting, it's so important to go to your business briefings, because that's when you're going to meet the connections with other associates who are going to help you close, do a three-way, and recruit that next person and have that personal touch. You know, the company's a lot bigger than just us. There's so many people out there that can help us, that are willing to help us, you know, across lines. And that really, truly, and honestly is the beauty of Legal Shield. And it really will increase your recruiting. You may not think so now, but go to your briefings. It's so important to, you know, do the 10 core commitments. And that's one of the things you need to most definitely do. Just wanted to add that. I'm going to go take care of the baby now. Good night.
No. Stay around, Sarah. We're almost done here. Just a few more things. The 4 years ago, when the opportunity was presented us the right way, you know, we're transparent. We are about to lose our house. We just lost our interpreting agency. Amelia and I had to go back out there. After 30 years, we were the Michael Jordans of the sign language interpreting. We were the best of the best, owned an agency within a change in the federal law. We were regular grunts again. We had to go back out there, beg for work, look for work, work for other agencies, be told where to go, how long to stay there. This opportunity for us was a life changer. So now that we're full-time stay-at-home parents, you know, working on Legal Shield, for me, that's where my recruiting really, my main focus is looking for other parents. I want them to also be at stay-at-home parents because I know how it is to have young kids and having to be out there, you know. So, I mean, simple questions like when I meet people at school every morning on the way back and forth, I'm walking, just, hey, how much money would you have to make on a part-time basis to feel like you can stay at home? You know, if you got rid of your cable and went to Netflix, and, you know, what is it worth to you? Because I see you out here, you're struggling, you're running to drop your kid off, you're jumping in your broke-down Volkswagen, and you're just struggling. You know, hey, if I could show you a way, you know, how many hours are you willing to do, and how many months are you willing to do this? Because you want to talk to their passion, you want to talk to their heart. So obviously I'm around these parents, I see that their why is their kids. So I'm able to talk to them as a parent, and I have, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years. We've been doing this for 4 years, so I have the proof. It works. You know, so for me, it's also, and Amelia has it, it's a confidence. You need to make sure when you are recruiting, when you're talking to somebody, you are Legal Shield. It's your business. One of the best in the very beginning of our career, or in our start with Legal Shield, Dr. David Hughes said something to us, and to him it was just a throwaway sentence. He was laughing about it, but it stuck with us. We were there was something we wanted to do, and we called him up and we said, "Hey, what if we do this? What if we do that?" And he just said, "As long as you do everything by integrity." I think it was we wanted to call corporate and ask him about interpreters. We wanted to do something. We felt like we were going to be bothering or imposing them. And he said, "They're never going. They can't fire you. You know, it's your business. So as long as you do everything with integrity and you follow the success guide." If you don't do anything wrong, they're never going to call you. Jeff Bell's not going to say, "Hey, Keith, you sent me an email and you asked about an interpreter at the briefing in New York. You know what? You're out of here. You're totally out of here." You know, but he was right. It kind of gave us that confidence and kind of gave us that belief. Like, this is our business. We need to get. We need to ask for what we want. So when you're talking to people out there, you also have to have that kind of confidence. You have to know, yes, this works. Yes, I've just sold my 3,000th member app. I know this works. So we're past all you new associates. You know, oftentimes we think, you know, what do we do when somebody comes running at us and saying it's a scam? And what should I know? And how should I approach those people? Ignore those people. Just as you would if you went to church and you had people say, "Oh, it's a fake. It's religion is not real." You would avoid them. You would look for other people. Amelia, is that clear?
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good. No.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
I don't want to go too long. I know you got a crying baby, but yeah. So just recruiting is just, again, have your stories and just talk to people like normal people. Just don't be desperate. It wasn't, you know, this. I've been at this school for 10 months. It wasn't the first day I said, "Hey, you want to stay at home and you keep your options open and I can make you rich." It took me a good couple months to walk with these same parents every single day to listen to them, and then be able to offer a solution to them. So, yeah, I think with that, Amelia, we can go ahead and wrap up. I know, you know, we had a great leadership training tonight with the core, 10 core. That was just amazing. I know you have a baby to get to. So, Mr. Moore, we'll turn it back over to you.
You know what a great, wonderful couple you are. I appreciate it, admire you so very much. We thank you for being on our team. What a great job you did tonight. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I'll turn it to Randy.
All right. Keith and Amelia, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, congratulations on your new promotion. You guys are doing an awesome job up there in the state of New York. I want to tell you how much I personally appreciate each and every you as a couple. What you've brought to the team has been just awesome. We've got time for maybe one question or two. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's
sure thing.
Top executive directors on the team, and that's none other than from the state of Arizona, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on the call?
I am. Thank you, Randy. And, wow, what a great training. I just always enjoy Keith and Amelia. They complement each other so well. You know, Linda and I talk often and just how much they bring to the team, and definitely a couple of our favorites. So thanks so much for sharing with us tonight. And I was just wondering if there's maybe one thing that maybe you learned, maybe a mistake you made or something that you could share with maybe some newer people on the line that you learned maybe the hard way, and what that might be to someone that's newer on the line.
I can definitely answer that. I think using your upline, using your partners. Oh God, this baby keeps crying. I'm so sorry. But using the three ways, I think that's the biggest thing. I wish I would have used that a little bit more. I feel like we would have had a lot more success a lot faster. I don't think that people really realize how important it is to have a good three-way and learn how to do a three-way. We sometimes get people just say, hey, talk to this person on the phone for me. And I think I've done that. You know, I'm guilty of that. So now I'm really careful about how I do a three-way and how I educate my folks. So I think learn how to do a three-way. I think that's so key. I wish I would have learned a little bit sooner. So get with your upline if you're new and say, how do I do a good three-way?
Absolutely. And with that, Amelia, the three-way goes to I had to change my own approach because I'm a go-getter. Everything I do, I just do it. And I expect other people to do it too. I expect people to, you know, go plug in, go be core. What are you giving me excuses for? I'm core. You go be core. You know, the first week we signed up, somebody said, hey, you got to be core. You have to go to your briefing. We typed in briefing and we found three within a 2-hour radius. We went to three briefings a week. So I expected that of everyone else, and I had to learn not everyone is that way. So I had to learn to kind of slow down and make sure that I could understand that not everybody is a go-getter. And so I had to make sure that I was full of resources, including a three-way. I had to make sure I said, hey, yeah, use your three-way. Let's make sure we get them plugged in. Let's make sure we get them a briefing. So it's kind of know who your recruit is. You can't just assume everybody's the same.
Awesome. Great tips. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Appreciate that. And I appreciate both of you for being on, Keith and Amelia, for being on the call tonight. You guys did an awesome job. I want to encourage everyone, if you didn't hear the whole call or if you know someone that didn't get to hear it at all, that we do record these calls every week, and they're put up on our moresuccessteam.com website. Just look in the More Success Team archives there, and you can listen to these over and over, especially if you've got a couple would like to work together in this business. What a great call for them to listen to. So, Keith and Amelia, appreciate you guys. You're just the best of the best. Keep doing what you're doing. You represent our team very, very well, and we're just very, very proud that you are a part of the More Success Team. Thanks for being our special guest speakers tonight.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now let's go back to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Randy, what a great and wonderful call. And folks, let's just keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and I'll listen for you to the 9 o'clock call. It's going to be a great call. Be sure and be on it. God bless, and good evening.
Good night, everyone.